We had to clear out the work release due to the potential for the transmission of the virus within the facility. I mean, one of the things that we were aware of was, folks going out. Several of the factories were reported to have a number of cases of the virus or people who were sick. And as the sheriff has, I think, mentioned regarding the jail, the seriousness of having something like this go through not only the participants, but staff within a residential facility. We felt the best way, the judges approved us shutting down work release for basically at least 2 months. We've been totally shut down. And with that, just no revenue within work release, except fees that were already owed us by past participants who are catching those up. That's one. The other is our money comes from folks who are on programs within community corrections, electronic monitoring and day reporting. And those numbers have been down since the courts have been basically sheltered for a couple months as far as certain hearings they've not conducted. And we've not had, for the most part, new sentencings or any kind of hearings that would give us folks on the program. Plus, the ones that were on the program have, for the most part, been unemployed. And while some of those folks had unemployment and were able to make some payments, others did not or chose to not make the payments. And that's basic reason why we've seen our user fee accounts be what they are due to several factors. But the COVID-19 certainly played a role.